I had that experience, the South by Southwest line experience at the NPR showcase. But yeah, I couldn't get into that showcase. I was really sad.
I tried to get my hopes up too much about anything in particular because chances are they will just be dashed at some point. So, you know.
They already have.
Let the chips fall as they may, and we'll see who we see.
The band Why Oak, talking about the futility of planning at South by Southwest. The big shows can be a challenge to get into, but you can never really get too disappointed about missing a show when there are literally hundreds of other bands just waiting to be heard at any given moment during this massive music event. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. I actually had a similar experience this year at South by Southwest when I tried to go see newcomer Nathaniel Ratliff. Just as I made my way into the venue, his band was breaking down their equipment. I thought I'd at least go backstage and say hi to this new artist, so I went over, introduced myself, expressed my frustration at missing his show, and he graciously offered to play me a song right then and there. I want to run around willing. I want to throw my arms in chains. You get too hard to remember, and I can't put a finger on it. That's Nathaniel Ratliff. Another highlight for me was Freelance Wales, an incredibly talented five-piece band that incorporates a cornucopia of sounds in their music. Everything from banjos to harmoniums to something called a waterphone on their songs. Freelance Wales. Another cool thing this year at South By was finding out that comedian Margaret Cho has a record deal and a new album coming out this year called Cho Dependent. It features collaborations with her and Grantley Phillips, Patty Griffin, Fiona Apple, Brendan Benson, and others. I got a chance to sit down with Margaret Cho and ask her what it was like to work with such an impressive crew.
It's such a great honor as a fan to be able to work with such incredible musicians who also taught me how to play. Great teachers. You know, I have Andrew Bird as a teacher, which is, you know, phenomenal. So all the people that I work with definitely had a hand in helping me either learn a chord or some kind of rhythm or figure it out. It's great.
What do you feel like you can say in a song that your stand-up and other things don't allow? What are some of the differences for you?
It's just a challenge in finding a way to write that is, because I want it to be comedy also, but for me, it's about elevating the idea of comedy music, which is traditionally like song parodies, which I love, and also songs that pay less attention to lyric and music and more attention to jokes. And I think that there's a way to make good jokes and also make good music. And that's my goal. To me, it's about elevating the form of comedy music, but at the same time, making it still comedy and making it still music. It's just trying to legitimize both and trying to create another genre, which is high-minded but a fun thing.
You are the king of turds. Proudly wear the crown. So go ahead and paint the town brown.
In addition to all the music at South By, one of the fun parts for me this year was catching a screening of the forthcoming Levon Helm documentary, Ain't In It For My Health. A candid, honest account of Levon's life from the beginning right up until where he is now.
Rag, mama, rag. I can't believe it's true. Rag, mama, rag. What did you do?
Good stuff. Well, that's my two cents on the happenings at South by Southwest 2010. I'm already looking forward to the next one. Check out more sessions from WFUV online anytime at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali.